Following the 2023 Child, Youth, and Family Services Act review, Six Nations Child Welfare Working Group have developed an elder verification policy that will help determine who the community deems as an elder that community members could access as a cultural support, and how organizations and government agencies would also have access to those individuals. Six Nations Elected Council approved the policy during the August 14th political liaison meeting. Arliss Skye, Six Nations Director of Social Services, says the new policy will allow for Six Nations families to determine and identify a family patriarch or matriarch to strengthen their involvement with culture and traditions.
But we don't want to have a list of individuals that we would consider elders, because we want to have families that would identify them, their own matriarch or patriarch, as their person that they would go to seek support from through cultural or strengthening some of their involvement with culture and traditions.
She says this policy was developed because the province of Ontario wants to confirm these individuals are well recognized within the community.
Elders, we know that that is why this issue is coming forth, is because of individuals that are presenting or promoting themselves as Indigenous people and then finding out that they're not, right? So they want, the province wants to confirm that they are well recognized individuals with the community.
Skye spoke on what the identified elders will be providing support on, including traditional naming ceremonies and cultural education or training with different organizations looking for support from Six Nations.
There's two pieces of it, right? The family that would reach out and identify that they would want cultural support, maybe naming ceremonies and that type of thing. But the other piece of it is that if an agency wanted to do some training, some cultural training with their staff or their foster parents, for example, that they would come to the agency, and the agency through Karen would identify that back to the band rep or the First Nations to say, okay, here's what's needed. And this is the information that would be provided from Six Nations to the cultural competencies.
She says that this policy will allow for Six Nations to ensure who the elder supports will be, and recognizing the diversity of Six Nations community members and the kind of supports that are wanted.
This policy is what the ministry wants to do to assure that individuals that are coming forth are acknowledged by the First Nations. Because right now, anybody could step forward and say, I'm an elder from Six Nations, from Haudenosaunee, and I can provide this education. We want to take that authority and say, no, it's up to Six Nations to decide who that elder is. And we don't want to have a list of individuals who are named as our elders, because it could be different. It could be anybody that's there to support that person. So it might be somebody with a, not necessarily even the cultural background, but an elder who supports the family through their diversity, right? They might be Christian and they would want those types of practices done. So we would identify from Six Nations who that person is.
Six Nations Elected Council approved the elder verification policy during the August 14th political liaison meeting, and Six Nations Child Welfare Working Group will now forward the new policy to the Ministry of Children, Community, and Social Services for their information.